Today we're building a clean old-school DNB Rewind moment in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it without wrecking headroom. So this is not just about making something sound wild. It's about making the rewind feel big, intentional, and DJ-friendly, while the drop back and still lands with proper weight. If you've ever heard a drum and bass track do that classic vocal pullback moment, you know the energy shift I mean. The beat drops away, the phrase gets wound back, tension stretches for a second, and then boom, the groove smashes back and harder than before. That's the vibe. But in a dense DNB mix, if you don't control the low end and the vocal space, the whole thing turns to mush fast. So the goal here is clean drama, not chaos. First, think about the section as its own little arrangement lane. Don't treat the rewind as an afterthought. Give it structure. Pick a vocal phrase that has a clear ending, something that naturally lands on a bar line. In DNB, phrasing matters a lot. Most of the time, an 8-bar or 16-bar idea is going to feel the most natural, because the listener is already locked into that dance-a-floor grid. A really good setup is something like this. The first few bars play normally with vocal, drums, and bass together. Then you thin things out. Maybe the drums get stripped back to a break or a hat pattern, maybe the bass starts to step away, and then in the final bar or two you hit the rewind moment itself. That gives the listener a runway, instead of just yanking the rug out from under them. Before you do any rewind tricks, clean the vocal properly. This is a big one. If the vocal is messy before you process it, every effect you add just makes the mess more obvious. Start with EQ8 and high pass the low end somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz, depending on the voice. If it feels boxy, carve a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If the top is pokey or harsh, make a small dip somewhere in the upper mids, maybe around 2.5 to 5k. You're not trying to overprocess it. You're just making space so the phrase can sit on top of the mix cleanly. Then use compressor for light control. You want the vocal steady, not smashed. A gentle ratio, a moderate attack, and a reasonably quick release will keep the phrase in check without killing the motion. If the voice still needs a little edge, add saturator very subtly, just enough to bring it forward. And if the vocal has weird stereo spread, narrow it. In a rewind moment, a centered vocal usually reads stronger and cleaner, especially when the rest of the arrangement starts opening and closing around it. Now for the rewind itself, and this is where the magic happens. Don't rely only on a flashy effect. The most convincing old-school rewind moments usually come from editing the audio. That means you duplicate the ending word or phrase, reverse it, and treat it like part of the arrangement, not just a plug-in trick. A simple move is to consolidate the final word, copy it to a new track, reverse it, and line it up so it leads into the gap before the drop. If the phrase ends with something like pull up, you might let the last word echo once, then reverse it, then let the drums answer. That call and response feeling is very old school, and it works because the ear understands it instantly. On that rewind layer, keep the processing tasteful. A short reverb can help, but don't drown it. Use a low cut on the reverb return so you're not building mud. Add echo if you want a quick throw on the last syllable, but keep feedback low and the repeats filtered. Auto filter is great here too. As the phrase ends, sweep the cutoff down so the sound feels like it's being pulled back into itself. And use utility to dip the gain slightly right before the rewind hit. That little move helps create the sense of space without letting the section get too loud. The drums are the next major piece. This is where the rewind gets its impact. If the drums stay full the whole time, the moment won't feel special. So thin them out. Maybe mute the kick for a beat. Maybe leave a ghost snare or a hat. Maybe filter the drum bus slightly darker right before the restart. That contrast is everything in drum and bass. You want the listener to feel the groove step back, so the return can slam forward. If you're working with a break, keep it tight and clear. High pass it so it doesn't crowd the sub, and make sure the snare still punches through. A light drum bus can help glue things together, but don't overcook it. You're aiming for pressure, not overload. If you've got a clean kick and snare layered under the break, even better. That gives you definition when the rewind moment gets busy. Now let's talk about headroom, because this is where a lot of people lose the plot. The biggest mistake is leaving the bass fully active while the vocal effects pile up. That's how your rewind starts eating the mix alive. Instead, automate the bass out of the way. Pull the bass bus down by a few dB before the rewind. If you have a sub and a mid-bass split, even better. Keep the sub simple and mono, and let the mid layer handle movement and width. During the rewind, narrow the bass if needed, then open it back up on the drop. That makes the return feel bigger without having to turn everything louder. And this is a really important teacher note. If the rewind feels too small, Don't immediately reach for the master bus. Fix the arrangement first. A lot of people try to make transitions bigger by compressing the master harder, and that usually just makes the drop feel flatter. You want the arrangement to create the contrast. Leave the master alone if you can. Automation is your best friend here. Think of the rewind like a tiny performance. Automate the vocal volume, the filter cutoff, the reverb amount, the delay feedback, and maybe a little drum bus energy too. A great pattern is to let the phrase play mostly dry, start darkening it toward the end, throw in a quick delay on the final syllable, then cut the drums and bass for a beat, then let the rewind hit happen, and finally bring the full drop back in. If you want that classic old school feel, a tiny silence before the drop return can be deadly. Not a giant gap. Just enough space to make the listener lean in for half a second. That little pause can make the snare and bass feel way bigger when they hit. For extra texture, keep it disciplined. A touch of vinyl-style grit can be cool. A subtle noise layer, a short reverse cymbal, or a tiny pitch-moving spin sound can sell the rewind feeling. But all of that is garnish. The groove, the vocal edit, and the headroom are the main event. If the texture starts stealing focus from the phrase, back it off. One trick I really like is resampling the rewind once it works. Record the whole moment to audio, then slice the best version, and keep it as a transition hit. That makes the workflow faster later, and it gives your track a signature gesture you can reuse elsewhere. Indeed, NB, that kind of reusable impact sound is gold. When the drop comes back, check it like a DJ would. Make sure the kick and snare are defined. Make sure the bass doesn't arrive so early that it smothers the drums. If needed, let the snare lead the return by a fraction. That gives the section a nice old-school snap. And always check the whole thing in mono at least once. If the rewind only works when it's wide and loud, it's not really finished yet. So the big lesson here is simple. A clean rewind moment is about contrast, control, and phrasing. Clean the vocal first. Pull the bass back. Thin the drums. Use reverse audio and filtered effects to create motion. Keep the section tight, usually within one or two bars for the actual rewind. Then let the return hit with enough space to feel huge. If you want to push it further, try a few variations. You could do a minimal rewind with just a reverse vocal and a drum dropout. You could build a club version with a stronger bass dip and a snare-led return. Or you could go full old-school chaos but clean with break edits, a fake-out, and a layered transition hit. The best one is usually the one that feels strongest at club volume, not the one that sounds most impressive when soloed. All right, now it's your turn. Pick a vocal phrase, set up the phrase structure, clean the voice, automate the bass out of the way, and build a rewind that feels intentional. Keep it tight, keep it clean, and when that drop comes back in, make it hit like it means business.